Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Megan Niederwerder, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Niederwerder will be talking to us about African swine fever.
We're going to be talking about African swine fever virus as part of the 100th Swine Health Information Center Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report. We just had the 100th report published in our newsletter in April. The Global Disease Monitoring Reports were started in November of 2017 to really provide U.S. pork producers and other industry stakeholders with a clear overview of the global situation of all transboundary swine diseases and help support informed decision making. When we started the Global Reports, the access to reliable and timely information was a major challenge, as many of the outbreak reports were scattered, were in different languages, were difficult to locate, were very time consuming to verify with regards to outbreaks, and oftentimes were delayed in their official reporting to systems such as the World Organization for Animal Health. We started these global reports to really synthesize that information and bring key developments together for swine industry stakeholders. And we continue to publish those on a monthly basis through the Swine Health Information Center in collaboration with the University of Minnesota. The global reports are included every month in our newsletter and also published on our website. African swine fever virus over the last 100 reports has been the most highlighted disease. And when we talk about African swine fever virus, it has certainly changed over the time period that we have the reports. When we started the reports in 2017, there were 26 countries in Africa that had reported African swine fever virus and only 10 countries in Europe. That significantly changed over the time period since the first report between 2017 and 2026. We now have over 22 countries in Europe that have reported African swine fever virus, 16 countries in Asia, and 2 countries in the Americas on the island of Hispaniola, both Haiti as well as the Dominican Republic. We want to continue to monitor African swine fever virus as it is a significant risk to the U.S. swine industry because of its trade limiting impacts. ASF is a large virus that's very environmentally stable. It has the ability to transmit to pigs, not only through direct contact from pig to pig, but we also have to think about the potential contaminated pork products that may come into the country illegally and the ingestion of contaminated feed. We always want to think about African swine fever virus as a potential rule out for any unusual clinical signs, certainly blotches or red areas on the skin, any respiratory disease, and any increase in mortality on farm. Those should all be, of course, reported and investigated to ensure that ASF is ruled out. We continue to be negative in the U.S. for African swine fever virus and want to continue to do everything we can to maintain a negative status. One of the countries that we've been really keeping a close eye on recently is Spain. Spain was negative for African swine fever virus for many decades and then had reintroduction of the virus just recently in November of 2025. The virus has impacted primarily European wild boar in Spain, but they've continued to have cases over the last 6 months, with those cases now rising to over 280 wild European boar. We want to ensure in the U.S. as a preventative measure that domestic pigs do not have access to feral swine and that we continue to have biosecurity practices in place to prevent any contact between feral and domestic pigs to protect against African swine fever virus.